And they said, oh, you know, that's where foreigners go to buy their bread. We buy our bread from the local bread maker in our neighborhood. So in our neighborhood, the local bread maker is Doña Mina. So what you want to do is you want to go out, you know, go past the church, the back of the church, hang a left, and go up two blocks, and on the right-hand side, there is Doña Mina's house. But you better get there before 6:30 in the morning. There's no bread left after 6:30. So I got up, and you know, the next morning, and walked over, and sure enough, there was this line of people, and like a block away, you could smell this bread. I mean, you just knew you were heading in the right direction because it was so good. And there was this line of people, and people were chatting and waiting, and you get to the front of the line, and you pay your equivalent of 2 pennies, and you bring home, like, you know, 3 days' worth of bread. So I could get into this. Boy, every other morning I was there buying my bread. I eventually introduced Paul and Alan to Doña Mina, and we bought bread from her for many, many years. But about maybe, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months after I started buying my bread there, one day I showed up and the line, there was no line. There was a bunch of people standing in front of Doña Mina's house, sort of milling around. And I just thought it was, you know, just highly unusual. So I come up to the house and I'm, you know, kind of standing there, you know, because people just kind of stand there, don't, you know, say good morning and don't say anything else. And Doña Mina steps out, you know, she's a couple of steps up and she's like talking to the crowd, and she's announced probably, you know, for the dozenth time, she says, I'm sorry to tell you that my daughter forgot to put the salt in the bread. So we have bread, but it doesn't taste good. You know, just it tastes flat. If any of you are bread makers or you know anyone that's made bread, you know what happens if you don't put the salt in the bread? It's like, you know, it's just
yuck,
bread, right? It's yuck, right? So we have this bread, and so I'm sorry, you know, I don't have any bread to sell you. And one person in the crowd says, Doña Mina, I'll just take my usual order. And then another person says, me too, I'll just take. And one by one, the people just kind of took the bread. And what I learned that day is what the definition of community is. Community is a place where people come together. Well, people felt bad, but their response to feeling bad was, well, that's really a shame, Doña Mina. We'll see you later. I'm going to go down the street and buy the bread from someone else. The people absorbed that loss. That loss did not go to that one person or that one family. It was shared among all of us. And it cost each of us just a few cents. But it probably kept Doña Mina's family from having to eat considerably less food or less quality food that day. And that happened 23 years ago. And as I reflect back on my time with the Sister City Project, it's the one story that keeps coming up for me over and over again in my mind as the representation of true community. And it's what has compelled me to do the work that I do now in New Haven with people in a dozen different neighborhoods. And I hope that it's that spirit that compels you, the spirit of community, that compels you to continue the work that you do today. Thank you.